and we carried ham meat and biscuits and sausage and biscuit and eggs and biscuit. Well, those city boys there, well, they would bring those pieces of bologna. And I flopped my whole lunch for one piece of bologna there. That's the truth. I flopped that all that ham and sausage for one piece of bologna. And we were burnt out because we were burnt out on ham, and them out of water for ham. And then that bologna, man, it tasted just like a fruitcake to us. Now that's the way.
So the Midland meat then would
Now we now that here's what we do with the Midland. Now we cut off the lower part, what we call fatback, and we'd use that in boiling, say butter bean. We'd put a piece of fat meat in it, peas and stuff like beans and stuff
greens.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Greens there. That's where they use that. And then the other part was what we call stricoline, and we'd fry that. In other words, that's what your bacon is. Mm-hmm. Except we would instead of slicing it thin like they did, go through the process. My mother would slice it thick and fry it right crisp, and that's what we eat.
How about soft pork? What is that?
That's fat back.
That's just fat back.
Mm-hmm. And how about the outside? What did you used to call that?
The skin.
The skin.
The skin after we remove the hair there, and that, see, now that skin in part is what they saved to make this lye soap.
Oh, that's what
that's right. That's what they say to make the
lye
soap.
And in the summertime, that's when more people, where I was raised, the area, kill the beef instead of in the fall.
No, we'd kill them in the fall of the year where we could hang them up in our, my daddy would get a certain type cloth, we'd kill a beef, and we'd get a certain type cloth and put over it to keep the flies out from it. In fact, it was cold enough that flies would not get to it anyway. But anyway, he wouldn't take no chances. And then when we wanted beef, we went out to our smokehouse and cut off what we wanted.
And they'd keep what they thought they could use without it spoiling.
Well, in other words, when y'all
killed
beef.
And then they would peddle it.
When y'all killed beef, y'all had to use it up right then.
Right then.
When we killed a beef there, it lasted us a month or so. And in other words, if my daddy killed a beef there, well, we had a neighbor over here. He said, well, you give me a front quarter, a hind quarter, or you give me half, and when I kill mine, I give you your half back. And that's the way we done it, and that's the way we had beef there all through the wintertime. In other words, we didn't eat pork all the time, we eat beef and pork. Of course, the main thing to us, back, because I was raised more in the end of the Depression than she was, the main thing to us was biscuits. Now, flour, that was a scarcity, the high item. And my daddy grew wheat, his own wheat, cradled it, had it thrashed, and we carried it to Jackson, and had it ground into flour. And we had flour just about any time, biscuits just about any time we wanted to, especially for breakfast.
Uh-huh. And did your mother ever bake a loaf of
Occasionally, when some of her older kin people would come, like Aunt Molly or some of her old kin, or Cousin Cal and
Aunt Jeannie
would come. Well, she would bake a corn pone.
Corn pone is cornbread.
I know it's cornbread. And then every once in a while, she would have a little yeast, and she would make this light bread like, similar to light bread.
Now, that she'd make it out of the cornmeal?
She would make it out of the corn, I mean, the ground corn, cornbread. I meant meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call corn meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then flour, well, she'd take this yeast and make and mix it in with the flour and make a dough and set this dough and it would rise.